Blog Talk Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love a sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad, and we greet all of listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say to you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. This is the platform for the Black Nation, the Star and Crescent Report. Our show today is titled, In the Eye of the Storm, Soon Cometh Destruction. Now, it's beautiful when you look at what is actually taking place in America, which has direct bearings on your liberation and on your uprising. Last night I spent hours studying Message to the Black Man. And brothers and sisters, for those of you who are new, let me lay the base or whatever, and we'll go from there. And also, I have to always say this. If we have a show and you get cut off, call back in, because more than likely it's going to happen to you, because Blog Talk Radio does that to my audience. If I get cut off, you stay put for about 5 or 10 minutes till I can try to get back on the air. And if we have a show scheduled and the show does not come on, stay put for 10 minutes, because sometimes they even block me from getting on to host my own show, okay? And if there's not a show scheduled on the day that it's supposed to be scheduled, still come to the show anyhow, because sometimes they wait right up to the last moment, and then they will allow me sometimes to schedule the show and then come right in. That is to keep my audience from listening to me and to get frustrated with the show and to get frustrated with all of the trials that you have to go through to get to the show. But anything worth having is worth the sacrifice. If you want a college degree, you go to college, right? And you go through all the courses that they put out there for you, and once you finish all those trials and all those levels of learning, they say that you're ready for the next step, that you're ready to walk out with a degree. Well, this is something like that also. You have to go through all the bars and all of the trials and all the other tests that are put out there by the devil. And Allah allows the devil to do these things to see just how much you want truth and see just how much you're willing to sacrifice to obtain a thorough knowledge and understanding of the time. Okay? So back to what I was saying to you. Last night I spent hours, I think almost to 5 in the morning, from about 11 o'clock at night to about 5 in the morning, studying Message to the Black Man from cover to cover. I do that from time to time, from cover to cover, not just reading through. I'm talking about taking time, reading over the whole thing, going back through, getting notes, studying this thing, because what we're seeing going on around the world, we have to take our time and put it in a perspective of prophecy. See how it fulfills and how it correlates with prophecy. That way, if we can do that, we can get an understanding of where we are and the next step to take and how to protect and defend ourselves against what is going to take place next. You know, they're talking about something major in the markets happening in August. We've already seen something major happening in the geopolitical sphere this month with Turkey now in a, I wouldn't say she's turned on the West. I would say we're watching to see if this is the moment where Messenger Muhammad says that Turkey would turn and fight on the side of the Muslims. We don't know if this is it. We don't know if this is another false flag. We don't. But the thing is this. Eventually, it would happen. I was talking to Brother Rashid, another Brother Rashid, a few days ago. A few days ago. And the brother texted me, and when this thing was going down, he said, "Brother, you hit the nail on the head when I told him I believe that some major events were going to take place between the months of June and August." Because I was doing studying in the Bible, and I was reading Messenger Elijah Muhammad's teachings, and I was seeing something, that something had to give way. And we see the escalation between Russia and America and Syria and in Iraq and in Afghanistan. We see an escalation of tensions between China and America. We're seeing something in the money markets that is underway that you have never seen before, and that when it happens, it will completely devastate the Anglo-Saxon financial order. And we're living in the eye of the storm. But I tell you this with a certainty, soon cometh destruction. Let's go to the theology of time for a minute. Since we're on time, and we're always on time no matter what. Okay, Messenger Muhammad writes this, and we're going to go into clips and all of this stuff, brothers and sisters. Just give me a little time. Messenger Muhammad writes, well, he speaks this, and it is transcribed into writings. Let us look at the theology of time. What is time? The main thing we should know is what do we mean when we say time? So a lot of us, we don't understand this, and so we get trapped in the past, not understanding that time is an evolution of things. Time is in motion. Time is measuring motion from one click to the other click. If you're not making motion, you're not making time. So if the prophets had predicted that certain things must and will happen in a certain amount of time, you have to do a measurement of motion to motion, right? They said that these things would take place at the end of the Caucasian world. The Caucasians are telling you that Muhammad was right when he said the year 65 and 66 will prove fatal to America and usher in the fall of America. So when America robbed and Canada robbed its currency of silver, they're talking about it today, but it took place in 65 and 66. When Muhammad tells you that the financial doom of England and America was sealed in the decline of the dollar, when he was speaking on this, when they went off the gold-based system, what is the talk on every alternative site now? What are they running after? What are they trying to get right now? Gold and silver, because they see that as a safe haven for total wealth destruction. But it won't help them, because the fifth book of James tells them that they have stored and heaped up treasures for the last days. And it says that the gold and the silver would be cankered, and the rust of it would be a witness against them. We're looking at this right now. See, you're not understanding motion and time. We're on time. If there's a time set out for the wicked, if there's a time set out for the fall of the world, and these white people are allowed because they have more access to capital, they have more access to credit, they have more access to financial means than you and I have. If they are able to transition and position themselves with the acquisition of precious metals and all types of real estate, then there's no need for a judgment. Because they will make out like a fat rat on the other side. And we thought that judgment takes place to level the playing field, to correct the wrong, to raise up those who are in the mud and push down those who are on high. Time. We're measuring motion to motion from when Muhammad spoke these things up to the day. And then we can discern whether or not we're in a certain period of time, because we can point to it, taste it, feel it, smell it, hear it. This is how you can tell whether or not something is tangible, right? You hear the white man always talking about tangible assets or actionable intelligence, meaning something that they can rely on, something that they can go at right then and there and can prove it to be true. Well, right now, you're in the eye of the storm. But I can guarantee you that soon cometh destruction. Now, Muhammad writes or speaks, let us look at the theology of time. What is time? The main thing we should know is, what do we mean when we say time? Muhammad, what do we mean? Well, Rashid, give me a time to talk to the people. Okay, go ahead, Muhammad. Go ahead, Muhammad. So he says, we mean the distance of one point taking us so long and so long to get to the other point. We're counting the time that's between the two objects. So it means that we have motion, and motion makes time, right? So some of us, when we look at these events, we don't pay attention to it, and the book tells you to watch as well as pray, but the people, they don't watch these things as they should, because it condemns what they hold dear to them. But we cannot push prophecy to the side. We cannot push events to the side. We must weigh them on a scale of faith, lest we be found wanting in all theological sense. Look at this. Muhammad spoke these things back then. And so we're measuring the distance of what he said when he said it up to the day. And talking about a backlash of America and the fall of America. And how do we calculate this? The point starts when he starts speaking. And we're up here, 41 years since he spoke. So now we can measure what he said against what is going on. And this gives us a point of analyzing. Are we at the end of the rule of the white man? So he tells us that 1555 was when the white man brought us here. The Bible tells us, and we calculate from that, that we would be a people who would sojourn in a strange land among strange people who would live and treat them for 400 years. So if we calculate, the white man tried to say 1619, but Muhammad said wrong. 1555. And so we calculate up to the date, and we came up to 1955, which was 400 years. But Muhammad says that God being merciful and ever-loving, even when he is bound to destroy you, he gives you a time, an extension of time. And because we were so thoroughly dead to the knowledge of the time and the knowledge of God and the knowledge of self, he gave them an extension, which was 60 to not exceed 70 years, which brings us to 2015 to 2025. So we're calculating now, right? Okay, and we're measuring time because we have a focal point of what Muhammad says. And now we're measuring it against the backdrop of what is transpiring. Why is it that in 2015, all of the scholars of the white world, the financial scholars, the pundits, the monetary policy makers, and all of the administrations are talking about an evil that is approaching that cannot be overcome, that cannot be pushed off any longer. And they're telling you that this destruction can happen anytime, when they were saying it in 2015, up to 2025. You see? So we're measuring time because we have focal points in between. So if we're measuring time and we're up to this point, some of us want to go back to the back point. Because they're lusting after something that is over with. They cannot see that it is time to move on. It's almost like dancing with a girl and loving a girl that you love so long, and when the relationship is over, you're not man enough to man up about it and move on to something else. Right? This is where we are. So, let's go back to something. Muhammad says, we mean the distance. When we're talking about time, or when we say time, we mean the distance of one point taking us so long and so long to get to the other point. We're counting the time that's between the two objects. So we look at the Bible, and the Bible talks about a tarrying in the wilderness for 40 years, right? 40 years. Now, we match that with the time that we're in, and we now see that all of these calculations, all of these signs are all adding up to near the same position, 2015. Okay. Listen to me good, brothers and sisters, and have patience with your brother. I'm getting to something, and we're going to go on the economic level in a minute, okay? So let us go over to this in the theology of time. Muhammad says, the time that we are living in now is the judgment of white folks and America. is number one. Okay? So, what do they continue to tell you? Why is America in China, in Asia? Why is America in Europe? Why is America in South and Central America? Why is she in Africa? Huh? She says she's there to protect the peace. What peace? The peace of power that she has usurped from those nations, the peace of riches that she's stolen from them, the peace of mind and that piece of land and real estate geopolitically to try to maintain her domination over the nations of the earth. That's the only peace that she's trying to protect, because otherwise there is no peace. Right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, why is she kicking up dust with China? Why is she doing it? Why is she deploying more troops into, I think, the top part of Northern Africa? They're flooding Africa with American troops and NATO troops. Muhammad tells you why. He says, the time that we are living in now is the judgment of the white folk, and America is number one. So if America is number one on God's list, and she has been the most dominant and is the most dominant power in the annals of the last 6,000 years. She's the most wealthiest nation in the last 6,000 years. She's the most industrial nation, well, was. She was the most economic, the greatest economic power in the last 6,000 years. She had the most influence of any nation in the last 6,000 years. So one by one, we see all of those pillars being cut, all of those levels of power being cut, because she's number one. So, again, Muhammad said, I want you to see how it's written, how it's spoken, to get a thorough understanding of what is being said. The time that we are living in now is the judgment of white folks. What is going on? They are fighting like hell to try to maintain their footprint in Africa, because they know that Africa is their source for next to free minerals and resources and labor. And if they lose, I shouldn't say if, when they lose Africa, they lose out. So they're making a concerted effort to destabilize, uproot the leadership there, if they can't bribe them, and then bomb the hell out of them if they stand in opposition to their power. This is a mad people. This is a sociopathic people. They have shed blood. What shall thou make except that which causes mischief and the shedding of blood? This is what the Quran adds. I heard, and I'm not picking on anyone, but I actually heard this myself years ago. Minister Farrakhan was teaching on this. And Minister Farrakhan says he was justifying this point to justify what he was going into, but he made a mistake. He made an error, either knowingly or unknowingly. And he said that the angels were talking to God. And God, being wise in his infinite wisdom, surely he knows more than what the angels knew. But that is wrong. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in the Quran, these were Yaqub and his uncles talking. And Yaqub did not know what his uncles knew. Right? Okay. All praise due to Allah. I'm trying to lay some base work for you. Sometimes we can be misled. Sometimes we can mislead. And sometimes we can be ignorant of our misleading, or we can be knowingly and willfully misleading the people. And this is not right, especially as we're measuring the distance between what was spoken by God's last messenger up to the day. And we see everything that he says taking place. Remember, the book tells us, when the people ask God, well, how should we know that the next person or this person that comes up will be your prophet? He said, well, if the prophet speaks and the things that he says does not come to be, then that didn't come from me. He's not of me. He's of his own making. But if what he says come to be, then know that everything that he speaketh, I put in his mouth. He is my example. He is my messenger. He is my servant. And you better bow to him or you're going to feel my wrath. This is what we're seeing in America. The city of Chicago has taken on new proportions when you're talking about violence. Thousands are being gunned down, right? Because we're measuring time. And these things must take place because the prophets of God spoke them. Chicago is being chastised. Why? Because they had the messenger of God in their midst, and they rejected him. And look how bad the city has turned, right? Brothers and sisters, you can't make heads or tails of what is going on because you don't know how to connect the dots. And these people out here who are calling themselves leaders or ministers, they don't understand it either. They don't have a clue either. They're just parroting something that they heard from someone else. And they can't prove to you the examples of truth and prophecy. But we're going to measure it from when it was spoken up to today. That is our point. And we can see if it has arrived at a certain time. Right? In the eye of the storm, soon cometh destruction. Muhammad says, the time that we are living in now is the judgment of white folks. And America is number one. So we can say with the food stamps being cut and giving people hell trying to get their food stamps on their card, trying to help the homeless, the violence, the police killing and the mass incarceration, all of this has to take place because this is what, go in the Bible, this is what the Bible said that they would do to you in this last time, in this last hour, in their last breath. They would move on you as they did Moses and his people because they were wroth with God, because God chose them and not them, chose us and not them, excuse me. This is what we're watching and experiencing. I know some of you, well, if we go do such and such, we can, well, yeah, we did that. But if we did that, what you're saying, it nullifies the word of God. And the book teaches you, through that tradition, they nullify the word of God. So you have come up with a tradition. You have strayed away from the right path, thinking that you're on the right path, but you're a little bit off the right path and don't understand it. And you won't accept correction or right guidance. But I want to say to you today that a Savior was born to save you and me. And he is on the scene, and we can verify this by the world events and everything taking place right before our very eyes. Not that someone can come and tell us down the line. We are living in it. So we have no excuse for accepting or rejecting the truth as given to us by God through the mouth of his last apostle, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. In the eye of the storm, soon cometh destruction. Brothers and sisters, America's feeling hell. She's the greatest destination on the planet. In the history of the world. Think about that. If you're the greatest destination ever, and God is after you, you owe everybody. It's like somebody that you know in your neighborhood that is borrowed from everybody. And they're borrowing and borrowing, and finally the whole neighborhood just cuts them off. I know you can't get nothing else from it. This is what is happening. You get fed up, you get tired, so God has risen the nations up against America. They're telling, we're tired of taking your worthless dollars. We're tired of you interfering in our international and domestic affairs. We're tired of how you have these double standards. We're tired. God is opening up the eyes of the world so that they can come against America economically, politically, and then militarily so that you can be free. So he says, America is number one. God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. See? You see, he's talking the whole world. He wasn't talking about your city or your neighborhood or your state. He's talking about the whole world is being made to turn against America, to bring her low, because this is the way he goes about bringing America's fall to her knees and to liberating the so-called American Negro. All right. Oh, he says, look, and at the end of this, he says, you may not believe me. Listen how he goes in this. You may not believe me, but the time will prove that I am teaching you the truth. And now we're doing calculations. Time. He didn't say this person over here. He said time will prove it. Because time brings about all things, hidden or open. It will make you manifest to be a truth-sayer or a liar, a good person or a wretched, evil person, because it makes manifest everything that was hidden, right? So Muhammad left at the time because God hadn't given him a job to do anything. I don't have time for you, God. Let time deal with you and vindicate or condemn me. So we're on this level now that we're seeing that time is vindicating the last message of God. And so as we lay the base, and we know that America's falling, we jump over this. Let's see, this is in my head right now. Let's go to message to the black man, then we'll go to a clip. Message to the black man. Yeah, there it is. In a chapter titled, Make America Know Her Sins. Make America Know Her Sins. Make America Know Her Sins. He says this, the doom of America approaches, and there are many people who do not really know why. There are also many who would not like to know. As I have always said, truth hurts, especially the guilty. It is the express purpose of the coming of God, whose proper name is Allah, to make manifest the sins of a people who he would destroy, justifying his destruction of that people. Stop right there. So it's the express purpose of God to make manifest the sins of the people whom he's going to destroy, right? Well, we see today that it is becoming ever so clear of the corruption of the system. It is becoming ever so clear of the racist, fascist, right, hatred of the system against the oppressed people who are the aboriginal people of the planet Earth, right? So God is making this manifest. You're seeing it in living color. That's why the people are rising up. God is doing this. Because he is showing the world that he is justified in removing this corrupt, fascist, and racist society and order so that no scientists would charge him later with being unjust or unfair. He's making it manifest to you. So before everything goes kaput, you know that you're living in the eye of the storm, but soon cometh destruction. Why do I say the eye of the storm? Because that's when it's tranquil. That's when it's calm. And you ain't seen nothing yet like you're going to see on the other side of the storm. You know, they say the back end of the storm is the most devastating part of the storm. So we've seen the front part of the storm when they're talking about an economic collapse. In 71 or 72, they're talking about it coming back again in the 80s, then in 2003, then they're talking about 2008, 2009, and then we always almost saw a meltdown in 2015. So now we're on the back end of the storm. We're reaching that part right there. And that is the most deadly and devastating part of the hurricane, the financial, the political, the military, and the geopolitical hurricane or tsunami that is taking place across the world, and especially over America. So Muhammad writes, he says, it is the express purpose of the coming of God, whose proper name is Allah, to make manifest the sins of people who he would destroy, justifying his destruction of that people. Now, if you drop down a little bit lower, two paragraphs later, he says this. Today, not yesterday, today, America's doom is set like a die. She cannot escape, for it is impossible. Do you understand what he just said? Huh? It is set like a die. It's in motion. The letter has already gone out and you can't retrieve it. It is going to reach its destination. And the destination is the destruction and fall of wicked America, right? And he says, she can't escape it. It is impossible for her to escape this. Impossible. Well, let's go to the dictionary real quick and let us read and see what the word impossible means so that we can get an understanding of what he is saying. The word impossible, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means unable to be done or to happen, not possible. Very difficult to deal with. Now we go back And let us look at another definition. And he says, incapable of being or of occurring, felt to be incapable of being done, attained, or fulfilled, extremely undesirable. So we go back and we say, today, America's doom is set like a die. She cannot escape. It is impossible, or she is incapable of being able to do this, right? So for her to escape would classify the prophets of God and God himself as predicting lies. When God appeared to me in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, in 1931 Detroit, he said that America was number one, his number one enemy on his hit list for destruction. So now God got a hit list. Right? And I'm not talking about the music. I'm not talking about music. I'm talking about a list for destruction, right? So, if God has a hit list and America's number one, just imagine if you're seeing what's going on in Europe. Just imagine what you're seeing going on around the world. And you see all of this dissatisfaction, the insurrection, the mental excitement, the wars, the hunger, the wealth deprivation, and all of the desolation being poured out. Just imagine that that is a microcosm of what we are to expect here in America, because she is number one and foremost on his hit list, right? Right? Now listen to what Webster's Dictionary has to say about the word hit list. It says, a list of persons or programs to be opposed or eliminated. A list of those targeted for special attention or treatment. Isn't that something? So God has a hit list on America. She's number one. She's number one on that hit list. And she knows it. And that's why she's trying to build up her might of arms. That's why she's trying to steal all the resources and position up her military everywhere on strategic land, wherever there's mineral riches, wherever there's strategic waterways, wherever there's gas and oil or gold and silver. She's trying to maintain her power. She has space stations where she's putting up satellites and space stations where she can watch the mother plane and the little planes so that she can try to make war with God, because she knows that this is the time. How does she know? Because she's calculated from the point Muhammad stepped on the scene up to this very hour that we're now in. Time. Time reveals all things. Isn't that right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the white man is telling you that there's a very high probability that his world won't survive. There's a very high probability that America will be destroyed, that she will succumb to the economic forces that are without her, that are pushing their way within her. She's about to succumb to these forces. I want you to listen to this. Very good. This is a 7-minute clip. Pay close attention. We'll be right back after this clip.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Gregor Manorino. How are you today? It is Monday, July 25th, 2016. All right, people. Lots of stuff going on. This market is changing fundamentally and technically. What do I mean by that? Well, if you follow my work, pretty much all of last week, I presented you with charts and graphs. I spoke about how this market appears to be topping out. There's several elements in play, which tell me a lot. Again, I went over the fact that this market, again, appeared to be ready to roll over. The bond market seems to be bottoming out. Gold and silver today are under a little bit of pressure, but I still believe they're bottoming as well. It's a perfect storm. In fact, that was the title of the video that I did. As I'm doing this video blog, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down triple digits. A couple of technical parameters have actually been met. And I can say right here and right now, there is probably a better than a 90% chance that we have seen the top once again with regard to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This market is so far and away ahead of itself. It's just ridiculous. I talked about, again, last week and on Saturday when I did my week in review with a look ahead video, I explained to you how this market has run up way too fast on no volume. There's no conviction here. And we've seen this before. Again, people, I know many of you are new to trading and maybe haven't seen this kind of stuff before, but I can promise you that we've seen this over and over and over again, hundreds if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of times. Whenever a market gets ahead of itself like this on low volume, you should be looking for a pullback, maybe even a correction. A lot of people are starting to say that. You know, I was one of the first, way before these mainstream financial people. All they're doing is cheerleading and reading a script. You understand that. I know you do. So what I see is a particular unfolding of events, which we've seen before. Nothing special going on here, people. Tells me that, again, the next big move for this market is lower. Now, let's keep this in mind as well. This is Fed week. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the Federal Reserve, they're going to talk about monetary policy. We're going to hear some kind of minutes. And it's supposed to give us a clue as to what the Federal Reserve is going to do moving forward. Let me tell you something. If you don't know this already, the Federal Reserve has no idea what they're going to do. They cannot unwind this. They didn't prepare for this. There's no doubt. They initiated a money printing stimulus package status post the crash of 2008, unprecedented in world history, with no thought of how they were going to get out of it. All they've done, people, and you know this, again, if you follow this blog, is inflate a debt bubble, which is a financial Frankenstein that has inflated the stock market to levels where it should not even be anywhere near. As a matter of fact, if you would turn on the mainstream financial channels, they're getting a little worried too. They're like, what about these multiples? Can they be justified? Are the multiples where they should be? Of course they're not. Of course they're not. You know, we're getting earnings coming in here. We're getting a lot of top line beats, earnings per share beats. And we know why this is occurring. I've covered this at length. These are companies spinning off assets, selling off assets, buying back shares of their own stock. That is putting a floor in some ways with regard to their price action, but their bottom line is being affected. So they're beating their top line. They're missing on their bottom line. This can only go so far. This is financial engineering. You know that. We also had the Federal Reserve giving the green light to the major Wall Street banks to buy back tens of billions of their own shares of stock using excess reserves. So you and I are paying for it. You understand that? I mean, I can't believe that just flew under the radar like that. Not even a whisper on the mainstream, but that's a fact. The banks have gotten yet another bailout by the American people, and the American people are too dumb to know it. It's just frankly insane. What else do I want to talk about? You know, that's pretty much it here. This market appears to be topping out, and I would say right now there is a better than 90% chance we have seen the top of the Dow. I'm not necessarily saying for the S&P 500 just yet. I'm still waiting for a couple of parameters to fall together. We have to be extremely close. These things kind of follow in tandem. You got it? Now, again, we're going to hear from the Fed this week, and who knows what they're going to do. I would believe they're going to try to keep the market elevated. We're in an election cycle here. There's so much corruption going on here. We understand what happened with regard to this rigged system that Bernie Sanders was talking about, Donald Trump is talking about. You know, it's now come to realization here. And I think we all knew that too. But again, politics is playing into this market. The White House colluding with the world's central banks. This is nothing new either. You know, I always urge you people to do your own research. Just look back at election cycles in the stock market throughout history. You will see there is a direct correlation there. The powers that be at that time, the White House right now, does 100% factually collude with the world central bank to try to keep the market buoyed. Because people need to be distracted. They need to be thinking, hey, you know what? The stock market is high, so the policies of the administration must be good. You got it. I mean, this is how people are puppetized and strung along. They're sheep. They're sheep walking to the slaughter, people. Anyway, what this is all about is how do we capitalize on this period? Again, I have several positions posted on my website right now, traderschoice.net.
Now, I'll stop that right there because I wanted to talk to you about what he's talking about. He's talking about how corrupt they are behind closed doors and how they do funny money bookkeeping and how they manipulate the markets to try to fool the people and to keep themselves in power. Muhammad writes in Message to the Black Man, he says, "Your scientists are troubled at their wits' end to find time to make ready, as it is written, I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that their hearts may faint and their ruins be multiplied. Ah, it is made bright. It is wrapped up for the slaughter." Ezekiel 21:15. Answer, for the tidings, because it cometh, and every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Ezekiel 21:7. The Holy Quran also says, and you shall see every nation kneeling down. Every nation shall be called to its book. Do you think that you won't be called to yours? Today you shall be rewarded for what you did. This is our book that speaks against you with justice. Surely we wrote what you did. This is the Quran talking to America, talking to the white world. You believe that you can manipulate this into perpetuity. But it is not possible because we wrote your history long before we ever made you to become a people. So now you are feeling the blowback effects of the corruption, the racism, the evil, the greed, the systemic abuse and violence of the system. And now it is all beating back on the system, causing a watershed moment in history. So Muhammad also says this concerning America. Today, she is being upset with wars, little scrimmages breaking out here and there over the earth, keeping her busy, running from one fire to the other, trying to prevent the fire from spreading into a national or international fire. Isn't that what she's doing in America? They're trying to prevent the outbreak of civil insurrection and civil war. The blacks no longer will take it lying down, and so they're trying to demonize the victim and exalt the perpetrators of brutality. So this gives them judgment on the international level too. So you see all of them traveling to Europe and traveling to Asia trying to talk and communicate with those whom they deem to be their equal, because they know that the time is against them. They have measured that point spoken about by Elijah Muhammad, and they measure it up to today, and they know that we are living in the fall of America and the collapse of Anglo power universally. Muhammad writes, he says, today she is being upset with wars, little scrimmages breaking out here and there over the earth, keeping her busy, running from one fire to the other, trying to prevent the fire from spreading into a national or international fire. She must get a taste of what she put upon other people. So she deprived Africa of their own treasures, their own wealth. She deprived us, even though we fought so valiantly and so honestly and so dedicated for her goals and to maintain her equality and her system and her freedom. And yet at the same time, she deprives us of having freedom, equality, and luxury of life. So God rips yours away from you, and he pours on desolation on top of desolation. You're going to get you a Big Mac of it, a double stack. So he says, she must taste what she has put upon other people. Therefore, Almighty God himself is stirring up the nations of the earth against her. You see what he said? God is doing this. God is doing this. She has to taste these things in order for her to be chastised to let you go. The same what took place with Moses, Pharaoh and the Israelites. Pharaoh just didn't let the Israelites and Moses go. He had to be brutalized and victimized by his own arrogance on the order of God. God softened Pharaoh up for the kill. The same is being repeated today with modern Pharaoh, which is America. But Muhammad writes, he says, therefore, Almighty God himself is stirring up the nations of the earth against her. And as it is written, they shall come against her as she has gone against other people and taken away their wealth and brought it and poured it into her treasuries. So shall it be done unto her. Right? Isn't that what's going on with America? She robbed everybody else of their gold. She still won't even give her allies their gold back. She won't give Germany her gold back. She won't give those other nations who are her so-called allies the gold back. She's robbed Africa. She's robbed Asia and South and Central America and refuses to give them economic and political justice. And she has yet to even acknowledge you as a human being because still in her constitution or whatever she writes that you are still three-fifths of a human being. She recognizes her dog more than she recognizes you. So now God is pouring upon her what she has poured upon others. China was smart. China realized what Muhammad said. And China struck a deal with America to get her technology, to get her manufacturing capacity, because she knows to be a dominant power, you must have industry. You must have manufacturing capacity. How did America become the unrivaled economic and political and military juggernaut? After World War II, she had the greatest manufacturing capacity in the world. No one would rival her in manufacturing or ingenuity. So God robbed her of that. Her greed, her own lust for cheaper prices, for cheaper labor, had lured her into the trap that God had already laid for. And that yellow man from the east went in for the kill and submitted because he knew that he was not in a position of power to take on this beast at that time. So he bided his time and let America's own arrogance and hubris, her own greed and lust, be her own doing. This is what we're watching and we can calculate, right? So we're what? We're living in the time, the motion of the fulfillment of prophecy. We can prove this, right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And like I always say to everyone, it is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world because I can see the world as it goes out. I understand the events that are taking place and how they have deeper meaning, and all of them are correlated or connected to the liberation and exaltation of the so-called American Negro. Not no Negro. You are a so-called Negro. You're not really a Negro. The white man made you a Negro. But God comes to make you who you were. You are an aboriginal man. You are the Asiatic black man. You are the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, and you are God of the universe. In the eye of the storm, soon cometh destruction. Let us go a little further. Brothers and sisters, can I have a little bit more of your time? Often when we lay the base, it almost takes the whole show. But I want you to hear some clips. Please do not click off. Do not answer your cell phones. Do not click over on your computer because you know how iffy Blog Talk Radio is. And I want you to pay close attention to what these white financial pundits are saying about the time, what they're saying about America's existence, what they're saying about the nations rising up against America. They see a fall in sight. And they say that the whole world is preparing for collapse. Why is the whole world preparing for collapse? Who has dominated the world? Who has benefited from this world order, from this financial order, from this political order? Look at the United Nations. White people only make up 1/11 of the population of the planet Earth. Yet if you look, they have 4 seats on the Security Council. 4. Right? It's only 5 permanent seats. They have 4. And the reason that they have China there is not because they really wanted China there, but they thought that Chiang Kai-shek was going to be the leader. And they had a rude awakening that it was Mao Zedong who came out victorious. And Chiang was a Christian. So they wanted the whole Security Council dominated by the Christians, the so-called Christians, I should say, because Muhammad teaches us that when you're really talking about Christians, we are the true Christians. But we say that we are Muslims to distinguish ourselves from this white man's false religion of Christianity. So, this or wanted any outside person being able to veto. Now, think about it, it's over 200 and some nations in the United Nations, right? And only and five nations get to decide the fate of the whole world. The assembly can't overrule them, override them. Isn't that something? Well, then what is the assembly for? This is what I'm saying. This is an unjust system predicated and maintained on white privilege and white supremacy. This cannot go on forever because it robs the world and especially the oppressed people of justice, of freedom, and of equality. This cannot go on, especially seeing that the entire universe was based upon freedom, justice, and equality. Right? Isn't that right? You don't have to be of the Muslim persuasion to understand that this is a basic right when you're born into God's creation. But they have been depriving these people of the very basic right that God enshrined into the very creation. Isn't that something? This white man thinks he's the exception to every rule. So God got to bring him low. He's got to destroy his world. He's got to show him that I am God and I'm God all by myself. I may sit high, but I look low. And I will lay you low if you oppose my purpose and my aims. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, I want you to listen to what these people are saying. They are telling you that the ones in power, the ones that know, that have a little understanding in their world, are preparing for a total collapse of this so-called financial order. Remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that we're living in a change of worlds. Well, one world goes out and another world comes in. We said, as a matter of fact, he says it better in Message to the Black Man than he does say it in Fall of America when he talks about a new world order, a new world order. You hear the white people, they're against a new world order. You hear black people, they're against a new world order. Why? Because they have their minds enshrined into white power and white privilege. Why would you be against something new when the old has always oppressed you, have deprived you of your basic rights, have deprived you of a chance of equality, have deprived your family of living independently? Why would you be opposed to something that has promised you freedom, justice, and equality to all who are qualified? Why would you be opposed to that? But they've enshrined that in your head. I'm not talking about the New World Order of George W. Bush or Tony Blair or any of those fools. They can't create nothing. They're just talking. Because the book tells you that everything God says that he would do, the devil tries to get out there and do it first. He tries to go ahead of God so that he can claim that he started this. But how in the hell can you make something new and you're still perpetrating the same actions? But you're expecting a different result. What does Einstein call that? When you doing things the same way over and over and over again and you're expecting a different or new result. What did Einstein say that was called? Insanity. So the leaders and their people and their governments are insane. They're sociopaths, megalomaniacs for power. And they are adamantly opposed against a new world order because they're scared that they won't be in a position of authority, wealth, and privilege. And they're looking at this storm, this financial tsunami that is underway. And they're talking about this is engineered. The central bankers will collapse the system. The central bank, why would the hell would they collapse the system when they are the beneficiaries of the system? When they are the perpetrators of the system? When they are the maintainers of, see, brothers and sisters, reason. The book says, come let us reason together. And to reason, you must use your natural given abilities and your natural faculties that God put in your head and in your heart to understand and discern between right and wrong. In the eyes of the storm, soon comes destruction. They know it. And they're mad as hell that God chose the slave to become the head and no longer the tail. The stone that the builders rejected is now soon to become the head cornerstone, not just of a new nation, but of a new entire scope of thinking and living. It will be the head of not just of planet Earth, but of the entire universe. That's a spectrum that your mind can't wrap around right now, but it's underway. And they're telling you this when they're telling you that the world is preparing for a collapse. They're showing you that they cannot hold up the pillars of power much longer. Pay close attention to this, and please do not click over. Do not answer your phone. Do not click on your internet thing. Pay close attention. And if you missed the show, go back and listen to it. You'll get some out of it. And if you listen to it, go back and listen to it again. You'll get something else out of it. Okay?
Now, today we can see the market was kind of flat today. Yesterday we had gold rising. Today it was suppressed a little bit. And we can see that gold is holding its own. It's staying above $1,300. We see the market is pretty much staying flat for the time being. And we can see right now that the world is preparing for this major collapse. Now, we all understand, because we've been following the economic indicators for quite a while, we understand that retail is contracting, GDP is manipulated, we have no more manufacturing in the United States. We see that housing, the bubbles are now popping. And we can see at this point, the United States government, the central bankers, they are trying whatever they possibly can do to convince the world that this economy is doing very well, that there's no problems. And when we look throughout Europe, when we look at the United States, we can see that each one of the economies is trending downwards. If we look at the UK right now, we're getting word, and this is coming from market, that the UK is heading for a recession, because we're seeing that GDP is contracting by 0.4%, it has in the third quarter. Manufacturing PMI, that has tumbled from 52.1 to 49.1. The service PMI has plunged from 52.3 to 47.4, and this is the lowest print in 88 months. But what we can see, of course they're saying that this is all from the Brexit, but what we can see when we look at the graph and we look at the information, it has always been on a downward trend. Nothing new here. But of course, the central bankers, the U.S. government, the corporate media, they all have the excuse now, which is called the Brexit. Here in the United States, we're seeing the same exact thing. There's really no difference. But of course, what we have is the United States government central bankers manipulating the stock market, manipulating and suppressing gold, manipulating a lot of the statistics to convince the population that everything is fine. But we see more and more layoffs that are continuing. Energy giant Schlumberger, they're firing another 8,000 people because market conditions have worsened in the second quarter. And as time goes on, everything continually gets worse. Now, when we look at the millennials, this might be the first generation that will have a lower lifetime earnings than any other generation. And we have to remember something very important. And I was speaking to an older gentleman. I mean, I'm 50 right now, and I was talking to someone who is close to 80 at this point. And he holds seminars. And it's very interesting because I didn't realize that he did this. He holds seminars where he talks about the economic collapse. And he was telling the people, you know, what you need to do. You need to buy gold, you need to buy silver, you need to get prepared. Most of the people have a very difficult time hearing this, he says. And I agree with him because many people, they shut down. They don't want to hear about any of this. But we agreed on many of the points where, yes, the economy is coming down. It is getting worse. And he's saying that today, the generation that is out there right now is having a much tougher time. And he says every single time, and he's been in the financial industry for over 50 years, every single time throughout history, he says the fiat system, in the beginning, everyone feels incredibly well. Everyone feels that the entire system is working for them. Because, as we know, since 1971, when we came off the gold standard, all of a sudden, wages doubled, housing prices inflated, people felt good, everything was going perfectly. Then you moved into the 80s where they took the interest rates back down. You have that middle period of growth. And then he says, as we get to the end game, there are certain areas that you can see how things start to form. Because in the beginning, you have inflation and your wages inflate with it. So if you bought a house for $20,000 back in 1970, all of a sudden it inflated to $90,000 very quickly. And your salary did the same. When the system comes down and we're at the end game period, wages are flat or decline, which we're seeing now. Inflation continually moves up, which we are seeing now. They're holding it at bay by lowering the fuel costs, so this way producers don't have to continually raise their prices. This is one way they're fighting it. The other way they're fighting it is they're not letting the currency that they're creating into the system to circulate more currency, because more currency that's in the system devalues the currency. So they have that part manipulated and controlled. But eventually what's going to happen as the system dies is that wages will continue to decline and inflation will take effect, as we're seeing in Venezuela, as we've seen in Greece, as we've seen in many countries.
So he says we're at the end game and the system will go down. It's matter of fact, it's declining right now, right? So to get an understanding of what he's saying, again, brothers and sisters, I pride myself on always trying to prove to you what I'm saying, and I know that you are intelligent people. This is one of the reasons why I like to go to the dictionary. And for those of you who are listening who may not understand the meaning of words, I like to explain these things to you so that you can understand the root of what is being said to you. Because sometimes people talk to you, but they'll talk over you and talk at you at the same time, and you can't process what they're talking about. So when he's talking about an end game, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word end game, which is one word, means the stage of a chess game after major reduction of forces. Also, the final stage of some action or process. So if the system is in the end game, we see that it is in the final stages of what it was intended for. And it is dying out, as he said, right? This thing is beautiful. And the whole world sees it. They know it. And they're preparing to move on America in every way possible to help take her to her knees. This is why Muhammad says that the Asian nations are uniting together with their guns all focused on America to lay her low. And when we read this, you think he's talking, if you read it for face value, well, Muhammad said her guns. Well, if you look at it that way, you miss the point of what he's talking about. Because he's talking about economic guns, because America has just as many, if not more, of the military might of China or the Asian nations. So it has to pertain to something more than that. Something that they have that outstrips her. Well, let us look today. When Muhammad said that in the 70s, let us look to today. Right now, Asia is the large, the Asian, A-S-E-A-N, the Asian, not A-S-I-A-N, which means the Asian nations, but I'm talking about the Organization of Asian Nations, which is A-S-E-A-N, which comprises a lot of the Asian nations, and they are the largest trading bloc in the world, surpassing both America and the EU combined. Listen to me good. This Asian, A-S-E-A-N, and China, which is not a formal member but is a member indeed, have the largest trade, the largest manufacturing, the largest import, the largest export than any of the regions or any of the nations on earth. So when we look at what Muhammad says, if they're focusing their guns, what kind of guns can bring America to her knees since she's trapped in debt? She's drowning in debt. It must be of the economic form to help lay her low. And once she rises up militarily, they can blunt her militarily because she doesn't have the funds economically to continue with long, arduous wars in Asia. Therefore, Muhammad says she's on her way out of Asia. The odds are against us staying there. See? You see how it all chimes together. You see how it all fits together. And the white world knows this, and they are awakening to fear. And they know that this is a nightmare for their people. Matter of fact, listen to this 1 minute and 36 second clip, okay?
And the millennials right now, they are stuck with so much student loan debt, with no prospects of getting good jobs, that it's going to be a nightmare for the next generation. And if you look right now, the millennials, they have more student loan debt than any generation before them. This is a complete nightmare. And this is coming from the Pew Research Center. Because millennials have 41% debt in education. Generation X, 26%. Baby boomers, 13%. The silent generation, 3%. And as we move forward, this is just going to get worse. And as we know, and we discussed it before, Amazon is entering into the market of the student loan business. And of course, we know why they're doing this, because they're getting ready to blow up the bubble. And one of the areas that he said is a good place to escape to is Singapore. And I said there's another place I like is New Zealand. And we had a very lengthy discussion, and he was telling me that he believes that the economy most likely will come down in this fall. I said, it's a good possibility. And he says, if it doesn't come down in the fall, it will be the first quarter of 2017, which I found very interesting because this coincides with what a lot of people are saying right now.
So they see a fall coming. They see it underway. They talked about the millennials, which are the what they call their future generation. And they said what the future generations are facing is a nightmare. Remember what Elijah Muhammad says? That there is no future for America. Remember that? So if what they're facing is a nightmare scenario, then they have no future, right? According to what he just stated, right? So let us go back to Merriam-Webster's dictionary to understand what the word nightmare means. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word nightmare means a dream that frightens a sleeping person. A very bad dream. See, the white man, his youth has been sleeping in white privilege for so long, and now they're waking up to the reality that their world has been removed. So the dictionary also gives us another definition that fits this thing. It says, a very bad or frightening experience or situation. So the millennials, the future of America, is facing something that is totally, totally devastating to the Republic of America. And we can easily say we are living in the what? Fall of America, right? According to the definitions. Do you understand how this devil is talking to you, but talking over you so that you don't put one and one together? They want you to believe that one and one equals seven. When I don't care how you try to put it together, one and one will always be two. Right? Unless it is unified into the body of one God, all right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, I got two clips I want to play. I might play just one. And then I want to address something before we go off there. The reason I'm taking the time with you, because I feel that this thing is short. Think about how they mess with this show. Think about how they banned me from doing shows. Think about how they go to, I have never seen anything like, where they go to the extent where they shut my phone lines down. I mean, and then they'll send people out there, we're working on the phone lines, immediately before the show. And sometimes, right after the show, the lines are back up. Isn't that something? Or they just block, or they'll change our schedule of the show. They'll change the days on the show, change the hours on the show, change the writings on the show. I'm looking at this and I'm saying that the devil is, he's fearful. He sees his end. And he may not allow this to come out too much longer. Because he knows that you take wisdom for granted because he's made you a fool. So I don't know how long we have on this. But while we're on the air, we're going to pipe this truth. And we're going to challenge all comers to put up a shut up and defend what you say with truth. Prove it to us. If we can prove it, then you prove it. in the eye of the storm. Soon cometh destruction. Brothers and sisters, there's a global awakening taking place and a mass injection of fear by the white world because they see everything collapsing. And Muhammad says that more so than a global awakening, the so-called Negro and black people in general must undergo a global awakening. And so when the world is awakening to the madness of their own policies and the victims or the oppressed of those policies start feeling the brunt of the policies, this will force them to start reevaluating their position and what they hold dear to them, and it will start a mass awakening of the people. I want you to listen. This is 2 minutes. We'll come back, and then we'll discuss something.
And what's very interesting about all of this is that people around the world, they're starting to wake up a little bit because they're starting to realize things don't make sense. They can't put their finger on it, but they're realizing that something is wrong. And out in Europe, we see that investors, they understand there's major problems because we see that they are taking their cash, taking it out of the European investments, and shoving it into the emerging markets. So they realize they need to place their funds someplace else. Actually, he told me he went over to Singapore, opened up a bank account, and he said it's very tough to open up a bank account in Singapore because you need a letter of recommendation before you can even open up an account in Singapore. And he says they are very strict with holding your funds. It's very secure out in Singapore. And what we're seeing right now is that many people are taking their funds, their gold, their silver, whatever they have, and moving it outside of the United States, moving it outside of Europe. Now, what we're seeing is that people are fleeing. People are realizing that things are going to accelerate. We're already seeing it. We see that around the world, we're at 0% interest rates. Many places are in negative. We know the United States will be heading into that negative region. And something very interesting came up from J.P. Morgan's former permable, Tom Lee. And he said something where it should scare everyone at this point. And I'm not in the business, you know, of scaring you. I just like to have you informed. I want you to be prepared. I don't want you to be, you know, surprised when everything falls apart. And he said, for whatever reason, we are scared about the month of August. 4 of the 6 most recent Augusts have been big down months. And this August doesn't look any better, and we're very nervous.
So, he's talking about them being fearful. He's talking about the global awakening. He's talking about them taking their money out of the Western markets and putting it into the emerging markets. We're going to see what emerging markets mean in a second. And he's talking about them being very fearful over what they see, right? Right? Because he sees a collapse of the system. As long as everything went right, the white man invested in us. Now he's taking it and putting his money, trying to hide it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that man would do that. He said it. That he would be in such a fear of this day that he would try to bury money and bury gold and bury silver because he knows that God comes to wipe away his wealth. This is the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You hear this white man telling you this right here and right now, and how can you deny such plain and clear truth? He says this white man is going to the emerging market, putting his money there. What is emerging market? Let's go to Webster's Dictionary. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary means newly created or noticed and growing in strength or popularity, becoming widely known or established, okay? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that as the west falls, the east would rise, right? And so it would emerge as the preeminent part, right? What is going on? What is going on now? Is that not what's happening right now? Is it not right? If you look at world events, if you look at politics, if you look at military events, if you look at history, if you look at the economics of it, what is happening? And tell me whether or not Elijah Muhammad is right and exact. You can't can't argue with facts. You can try to and get your head beat in, but you can't argue with facts. The truth is too plain, too clear today for you to deny this. So, in closing, let me say to you, in the midst of all of these calamities that are on their way to America, what must we do? How do we prepare ourselves? Should we run out and do X, Y, and Z? And buy land and move to a convent or something like that? If you can get some farmland, that is good. That is very good. But remember that Black Wall Street was bombed by the U.S. government. Remember that this government does not honor laws, does not honor treaties, and does not and has never honored human rights. So I want to go to message to the black man. You give me 5 minutes to bring this to a close, 5 or 6 minutes. In the midst of all of this trouble that we see going on, what shall we do? And how shall we make it out of here? Should we do? I know the impatience of the people, and I know the violence of the people, and I know the destruction that is ongoing. What shall we do? Muhammad writes, and I'm giving you the chapters now. You can go do your own study, and I'm going to read part, but I'm going to give you the chapters. And on our show, when we talk about separation, we're going to really dig into Message to the Black Man, because this book right here goes so much into separation, but it goes into separation in such a way that if you don't examine it, you can mislead yourself thinking that someone is talking about something other than what they're talking about. And we're going to go through it, and this through. I studied this very deeply last night. I've always studied it, but I studied it very deeply like this, and I highlighted and made a few notes about something last night. But before we talk about the other show, let's go into something. Let's address what should we do in the midst of all of this, all right? Because this is something that we must know. So Muhammad writes on page 258, 259, there is no solution to the problem between the slave master and their slaves other than the once slaves are going for self, for they have become a nation in a nation. One or the other must leave the other or suffer death. Now he said that is right and exact. And then we have to understand what the scriptures say about this. What does prophecy say? And if Elijah Muhammad says that the same thing is being repeated today as was in Moses and Pharaoh in ancient Egypt times, then we must take a thorough investigation of what took place then so that we can make it correlate to what is being said, okay? This is the way it should be done. This is the way the scholars and the scientists go after this stuff. Not your meager skim reading over something, no. The scientists go into the words and break it down. But let us go to something else. He says, it is the will of Allah that the two be separated. So now we're in the midst of a great separation that's taking place because Allah is bringing this devil to his knees. He says, both books, the Bible and the Holy Quran, prophesy of a separation between the two people. Listen to this good. A temporary solution will only increase the trouble of finding a peaceful solution to the problem between the two people. Now, let us go. I'm trying to get to something real quick. I'm going back and forth in a lot of stuff. So, brothers and sisters, give me a second. All right. Now, let's go to page 169, I believe it is, 169. Yes, it is. Where 169? I'm going to be skipping around because you gave me 5 or 6 minutes, and I'm going to let you listen to this. He says, we want to build a nation that we can will be recognized as a nation that will be self-respecting and receive respect of the other nations of the earth. I say we have a God. Listen to this good. I say that we have a God that will make a place for us. What the Muslims want for the whole, not just part, not for a group, listen to this good, for the whole black nation of our people is freedom, justice, and equality. That is what we want for you. We cannot exercise or enjoy freedom, justice, and equality unless we have a home on this earth that we can call our home. So he tells us that God is going to make this home for us. but you got to be in the bosom of God. This is the place that you need to be, meaning in prayer, being steadfast, watching your actions, watching your speech, your mannerism, and being sincere and striving to be upright to he who is creating or originating a new heaven and a new earth. You must strive to be upright to the new God, the new ruler on the scene, lest you be found wanting and expelled to utter darkness. Muhammad goes further and says this. Let's jump around a little bit, okay? Now, here we are, page 224, in our closing. I'm going to read one. They're short paragraphs. I'm going to read three short paragraphs. Pay close attention to what I've said. All right? Well, actually, I'm going to start off with the chapter right above. There's a chapter going out, and it stops right above the chapter that I want to read called A House of Our Own. Now, notice I'm in the midst of the black man. I'm in there for a specific reason. It's because this is the book that most Muslims understand. But he says this. The black man has been actually worthless when it comes to exercising the rights as human beings in an ever-advancing civilization. So remember, in case you forgot, so remember, we cannot demand recognition until we have some land that we can call our own. That's all you hear. That's all you hear. Then he says, you might argue that it is impossible, but I say to you, with Almighty Allah on my side, this is not only possible, but it is in the working for our people and will manifest itself soon. So, the land is already in the works and will be manifested soon, but it is done by God and not you. I'm going to prove what I'm saying. So, this is why I'm telling you, you've got to study, you've got to be close to God. You got to get yourself close, and because we're living in the eye of the storm, and the back end of the storm is about to come full circle, all right? And when it comes, there will be a hellified price to pay, and there will be destruction on a level unlike anything you've ever seen before. There will be wealth destruction. There will be homelessness. There will be sickness. There will be civil insurrection, rioting, civil war, everything. The republic is falling. Muhammad writes, in the chapter, on the same page, 224, A House of Our Own, I want you to pay close attention to this chapter, okay? We cannot be successful in the house of our enemies. We should be in our own house. That which is other than our own is for those who are other than our own. Our own is unlimited physically and spiritually. So if we should be in our own and our own is unlimited physically and spiritually, then everything is our own, right? So how do we get our own? Listen closely to this, brothers and sisters. There are those who think that our lack of freedom, justice, and equality can be solved in the white man's crooked and corrupt politics. But these so-called leaders who think this political strategy will solve our problems are as far wrong as the distance from the east to the west. Now, here we go. We are right at where I need to be at, okay? See, I read all of that, even part of the last chapter, to get you to this point right here. Because I always want you to take what I say in stride, and I want you to see that what I'm saying is not a misrepresentation, not grabbing bits and pieces, not trying to do that I got you moment, but I'm going to lead you into the deeper essence of what Elijah Muhammad is saying here by showing you the entirety of what he's saying and how it is understood. Listen closely to what he says. I have said many times that the solution to our problem is divine. Listen to this part. There are so many who would, just for self-praise or exaltation, like to lead you astray under the false claim that they can solve the problem by ways other than divine. You should never listen to these leaders because they will lead you into the fish's net. Such leaders show no respect for Allah and his power to solve our problem of freeing us from our enemies and raising us into a state of independence like other independent nations. That's in Message to the Black Man, page 224.